The Nova Guest List Podcast
with Kieran McGuinness.
The very best in indie, alternative and homegrown music from the seriously addictive Radio Nova.
Yes, it's a very, very special Radio Nova All-Irish Hour this hour because we are joined by Sarah from the unbelievable Irish act Pillow Queens. How are you doing, Sarah?
Unbelievable.
I just don't believe it, to be honest with you.
That. Yeah, no, I'm doing great. All the better to be being here, to be being here.
To be being here, yes. It's important to get all these booms out. So look, we are going to be chatting about your influences. You're going to be talking about your brand new album and the band and your brilliant, massive Ivy Gardens gig on Saturday the 13th of July as well. So it's all very exciting. But before we do that, how are you getting on?
I'm getting on very well. Lovely. Good. Sunday evening.
It is a lovely. What did you do today?
I moved house.
Oh, right, cool.
I removed black mold from my fridge.
Keep that kind. That's what we want. We want that kind of intimacy.
I want the visual.
So you've chosen a couple of songs for us. So the first song that you've chosen is Snow Patrol's Chasing Cars. And why have you chosen that song?
The year is 2006. I'm in transition year in school and this is my end of year graduation song. We're all crying and thinking about our memories. It's the most beautiful thing in the world. And now Pillow Queens are opening for Snow Patrol in Limerick in July. So how things turn.
Amazing, amazing. Sometime I'll tell you my my embarrassing Snow Patrol story, but not right now. I guess you just released your brand new album, your third album, Name Your Sorrow. It was released on Friday. Very, very exciting. How, I know it's a very open question, but like, how has it felt?
It's felt really nice. It's felt like a bit of a release that we can finally share it with the world. We've had it since last September. So it's been, yes, keeping it secret has been difficult.
Yeah, so what do you do? So I didn't finish an album last summer. And I just played it to everybody all the time.
Yeah.
Are you kind of like that? Or?
No, like I want to and then I'm waiting for the approval from the right people and then I realise that that doesn't ever come.
No.
That's not a real thing. So then I showed my mom like a week before the album came out and she really liked it, so that was enough for me.
Yeah. So this is your third album. Mm. I guess, you know, everyone talks about the second album. You know, the first album is like the excitement of just being in a band and let's do put some stuff together and blah, blah. Second album is like, oh, now this is proper. But the third album is, I guess, the feeling of it suddenly becomes this is what we do. So has it felt like that? Has it felt like we are now a band that, you know, this is what we do in our lives? You play gigs and how's that different?
Yeah, no, it did. I think you're right. Like, what is it about that second album? It's annoying. It's an annoying feeling of I have to prove myself now because we did it once. Can we do it again? I mean, yeah, you can. Are people going to care in the same way? Maybe not, but it doesn't really matter. You find the people who like the music for the right reasons and they stay with you and then you do a third album and they stay with you and it hopefully grows and it has grown. So it's been...
I think you don't have to prove yourself as much on a third album.
Maybe not.
Second album, you're like, well, no, we're proper.
Yeah.
Third album, you're like, no, we're proper.
Yeah, exactly. I think because we've toured and stuff. But the first album was in the middle of COVID as well. And
yeah.
So we didn't have a chance to show anyone the songs live. And then we released the second album almost straight away. So it was just playing it to an audience that was a bit terrifying. And now we're used to that. And it feels good.
Yeah, no, it's great. I really think that, you know, in my band, I felt like our third album, we had the confidence to know who we are.
Yeah.
And I think that makes a difference in the songwriting process as well.
Yeah. We know each other a lot better as well. So we can be in a room together and not walk on eggshells and sort of, we can make any requests or have any weird ideas and it's not shot down or
yeah.
Thought of as a weird thing.
So, Sarah, why did you choose Heather's and Remember When?
How good is that song? It brings me right back.
It's got an energy. It's got like
such an energy. You yeah. can feel the spirit in it. I love Heathers. I think they're amazing. I genuinely would never have picked up a guitar if not for Heathers. I think they're just one of the most influential artists among like people my age who grew up in Ireland. Definitely women as well.
Yeah.
It was just really cool seeing them up on stage and they like went to America and toured when nobody was doing that. And that song is just amazing. Everything they've ever done is just so cool. It was really formative.
Can I ask you a question? So this might sound like a stupid question and you'll have to forgive me, but so I've got three daughters and I find myself playing female artists to them. Mm-hmm. Like kind of, or not even that I play songs to them that I like, but I'll say, oh, you know, I'd love you to hear this. And I do think about it. Like, is it, I don't want to be naive, but is it like, when you hear a female artist, is it, does it mean a little more to you as a young female? It does. Okay,
definitely.
Sorry.
Yeah, no, 100%, and maybe even more then than even now, because I feel like there's more women on the radio now than there would have been when I was growing up. But yeah, like seeing women with guitars is incredible, and just thinking, oh, I could do that. Maybe one day that would be me as well.
I've, you know, been a big fan of Pillow Queens, you know, for years before their first album. Pillow Queens played with us, and it was such a pleasure to see how kind of exciting, and we just felt it, our band, my band Della Rentos, really just felt how brilliant they were going to be. And it's a weird thing to say it, but like, I'm really like delighted to see how well they've done and how exciting it is. So I was really just, you know, really looking forward to this new album. So the album is out. We have Sarah from Pillow Queens in studio, and what a pleasure it is. Thank you for coming into us.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, no, you know, I'm just getting that out there, you know, just like, it is a pleasure to have you, and, you know, a big fan of the band, and lots of people are as well. Text coming in, love Pillow Queens, can't wait for their gig in Ivy Gardens, which is on Saturday the 13th of July. Are you excited about that?
Oh, I can't. I'm very nervous.
Do you get nervous before gigs?
I get nervous before playing the Ivy Gardens.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Apparently. Because that's huge. It's 4,000 tickets. I don't know. I might not go.
Well, yeah. And so this person says, I have to thank Pillow Queens for introducing me and my wife to Arx, who supported them in Vicar Street. Love their new album.
Yeah, they're great. They're on tour with Fletcher at the moment, all around Europe, playing to these huge crowds. Yeah, they're doing great.
Brilliant. Check out Arx and Fletcher. Another text in, Pillow Queens remind me in a positive way of 80s, 90s, 4AD bands such as Belly, Breeders, Throwing Muses. Is that a coincidence, or are there some influences there?
I love that. I love Throwing Muses. That's great. I love hearing that. I've actually never gotten that before.
There you go. Yeah, there's a fan in. That's Jarlath who's sent that in. Thank you very much, Jarlath. So 087-1818-100 or at Radio Nova 100 on Twitter or Facebook if you'd like to send a text in to Sarah from Pillow Queen. So look at the album came out on Friday. Congratulations on it. I think it's really great. I'm not sure yet whether it's your best. I don't know. I don't think of it that way, but I do think that it's just a really, it made me kind of, it made me a little bit sad at times. I think, I don't know about you, but some of the songs are a bit sad.
Well, yeah, that was the intention. We wanted to make people cry.
Yeah. Why would you do that?
Crying feels good. Crying's great.
It's therapeutic. It is just a really great kind of alternative melodic rock, I guess, for those who haven't checked it out. It's a little bit heartbreaking in times. There's a song called Blew Up the World, and I was like, God, what is happening here? Is everything okay? You know, I guess, do you feel when you're writing an album, do you know what the themes are, or do you kind of at the end, you only look back at the batch of songs and say, this is what it is or whatever?
I think for this album, we had a feeling going into it that there were going to be themes of grief and heartbreak that were going to come up in the songs. And then when we finished recording and we stepped away from it and we listened to it from top to bottom, that was really obvious that those were the themes. So I think, yeah, when you go into the studio to record, you sort of know how it feels, how the four of you feel, and that's going to probably come out in the songs as well.
Yeah, there's a couple of things I wrote down. Keeping it together was a kind of a feeling that I had, and coming out of a difficult place, like a lot of themes of that, and maybe not as directly as that, but kind of being reflective about something bad that happened or where you are now as after. Would you feel that?
I think it's writing is really cyclical, I think, in terms of like you just write about heartbreak and recovery and heartbreak and then recovery, and it just happens, and there's peaks and troughs, and you're writing at both ends of them, and yeah, whatever comes out is the result.
Mm. Oh, look, it's a great album, and there's a real depth to some of the songs. And a couple of the lyrics kind of stood out. There's a line about, you know, I think I can't remember the exact line, but it's about getting curses instead of forgiveness. And there's a line, "You're not my life anymore." And there's things like that, which is, I don't know, maybe I don't think it's kind of passive, which I think is kind of interesting. Whereas I think some of your other albums maybe were more direct and active, and this feels passive and you're reflecting on things. But yeah, it's really good. And one of my favourite songs off it there was Like a Lesson. But another brilliant song on it is a song called So Kind. I'm going to play that now. Can you tell us a little bit about the second half? I think it opens up the second half of the album. So Kind, it's called.
Yeah. This is probably one of the happier sounding songs on the album. That's why I picked it. When I say happier sounding, the lyrical content is still devastating.
Obviously devastating.
We have to stay consistent. This one came together. The four of us went over to Beekeepers, which is a artist retreat in County Clare. And it's beautiful. If you ever get a chance to go, just head over there. It's stunning. We had been recording in our practice space in East Wall, where there's no windows, and it was very cold and grey and dark, and that was sort of coming across in the music. So we took ourselves on a little vacation across to the West Coast and wrote like half of the album over there, maybe a little less than half the album. But this was one of the songs that came out after we were drinking some wine.
How are things so far?
Yeah, a bit out of breath now, but feeling good.
Yeah, do you want to do a little bit of co-presenting? Do you want to introduce the song for us?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Yeah, I'd love you to.
Well, this song is by...
No, just hold on, because I want to ask you just a bit live. So the big gig, I guess, is the Ivy Gardens, Saturday the 15th of July. Is it the 15th?
The 13th. 13th,
yeah. Sorry. My whole handwriting is crap, terrible. So Saturday the 13th of July in the Ivy Gardens. What can people expect from that gig?
Oh, it's going to be the biggest and best show you've ever seen in your whole life. It's going to be four women who've never played a stage that big, playing it for the first time and singing about heartbreak and grief to our beautiful audience.
That sounds amazing.
Excited.
Yeah, no, three albums in, it's just going to be a best of, I assume. The finest songs
ever made. I'm fighting for some of the older songs to make a comeback. You know, songs that we wrote in our bedroom when we were much, much younger than now, being played on an Ivy Garden stage would be very cool.
Oh, it'll be cool because you're kind of honouring the songs of where you've come or whatever. Yeah, I love that. A couple of brilliant comments in, Sarah. Pillow Queen's probably one of the best Irish bands out there. There you go. That's good, isn't it? And a nice one in here as well, which is, Sarah, I still have my Kate's Party band tee from circa 2010.
That's my old band. That's cool.
Oh, yeah.
I'm surprised the t-shirt lasted.
That's great. That's good quality t-shirting. Yeah. It wasn't one of those Fruit of the Loom ones. No. Other t-shirts are available. Another nice text in. We'll never forget Pillow Queens playing a fundraiser for Girls Rock Dublin, enabling girls to pick up and play or sing as loud as they want. Congrats on the new album.
That's lovely. Nice.
Yeah, that is, I think it's from Lucy, was that sent in, which is cool. So yeah, I mean, that's a brilliant thing to be a part of, obviously.
Yeah, really cool.
Doing some cool stuff with cool bands and people like that. So can I ask you, what are the big exciting things that you're looking forward to over the next little while? Obviously, Ivy Gardens is the Saturday, the 13th of July.
Yeah.
Go buy your tickets for that. But what else?
Before that, we're doing a UK tour in June, so that'll be fun. It's like 9 days across the UK. Be exciting to get back there. And then I think we're announcing some other Irish dates soon as well for the end of the year. Maybe, perhaps.
Fantastic. And are you doing any massive English music festivals?
Here, and I couldn't possibly speak on that.
Okay,
but maybe in a few days we might announce something.
I might chat to you in a couple of days if you were in fact announcing a giant, you know, UK music festival, which we can't discuss. That's fine. It's text in about... no, I'm not reading that. Your favourite takeaway?
Oh, that's... We don't have enough time to talk about that, honestly.
I'm not sure whether it's the item for the takeaway or the actual physical building that's the takeaway.
We'll go Spice Bag.
Spice Bag.
Classic.
How are you doing so far, Sarah?
Very well.
Have you enjoyed your co-present?
Oh, this has been wonderful.
Would you like to take over my show?
May I? I think I'm a natural.
I think so. We've had lots and lots of lovely tweets in about the album, about the band, stuff like that. I thought this one was interesting. It came in and there's a question. How happy were both of you for fellow Irish act Hozier reaching number one in the USA? I mean, it's such a loaded question. Like, of course we're happy. We're delighted.
Delighted. Absolutely delighted, yeah.
It's kind of amazing, isn't it? But you know, one of the reasons that he got to number one was because his song went massively viral on TikTok.
I don't know that I've heard it yet, which is weird. I've seen the news articles and I didn't.
What is it?
Want to sing it, please.
I take my whiskey neat.
Maybe I've seen a clip, yeah.
Yeah. but massively, massively successful. It's great. And there's only been, like, Alone Again Naturally in 1976, then a couple of U2 ones, then Sinead O'Connor, and then The Big Hose, as he likes to be known. So absolutely amazing for Hozier, of course, and good to kind of remember that on the All-Irish Hour. So we're coming close to the end. Sarah, it's been a pleasure. Go and buy Name Your Sorrow, the brilliant third album by Pillow Queens. Go and buy tickets to the Ivy Gardens Saturday the 13th of July. Send photos of your pets and cats to Sarah on the internet. It has been a pleasure chatting to Sarah from Pillow Queens. Say goodbye, Sarah.
Over and out.
Over and out, yeah. We'll see you here next Sunday night from 6 on Radio Nova. But stick around for Greg for more seriously addictive music, and go buy loads of Pillow Queens. It's Radio Nova. Good night.
The Nova Guest List Podcast with Kieran McGuinness. The very best in indie, alternative, and homegrown music from the seriously addictive Radio Nova.